Elliot. Written by Sue Berendt. Illustrated by Hannah Hutchings. A One-Third Stories Book. Translated by Clara Criado Escriba. Accompanying audiobook, narrated by Lorraine Ansell. It was just 2 weeks until the first day of school. That meant it was time for Elliot and Grandma to go shopping for a new school uniform.
"My uniforme del colegio has to be just right," said Elliot. "We're having our class photograph taken on the first day, and I don't want to look like the odd one out."
The trouble was, it wasn't exactly easy for Elliot to find clothes that fit. Mainly because Elliot was an alien from the planet Neptune. Elliot didn't have two ears on the side of his head. He had two orejas on stalks on the top of his cabeza, so he could hear everything for miles around. Elliot didn't have just two eyes. He had three ojos, so he could see in every direction at once. Elliot didn't just have two legs. He had four piernas, which helped him run very fast. Elliot didn't have just 10 fingers. He had 3 dedos at the end of each arm, which made him an average piano player. Elliot didn't have just 2 arms. He had 6 brazos, which meant he was excellent at doing handstands. Elliot didn't have just 1 belly button like most humans. He had 5 ombligos. Nobody was sure why. And just like everyone else on Neptune, Elliot was shaped a bit like a potato. The tailors on Neptune were used to making school uniforms that fit young Neptunians, like Elliot. But Elliot and Grandma weren't on Neptune. They were on Earth, so they had to find a school uniform in London to fit. 2 orejas on stalks, and 3 ojos, 4 piernas, y 5 ombligos, y 6 brazos, with 3 dedos each. Most jackets, pullovers and shirts in London shops only had enough sleeves for 2 brazos. So it didn't matter how many chaquetas, jerseys y camisas the shop assistant at Simpson and Wallace brought out for Elliot to try, none of them fit. Almost all trousers and underpants came with holes for 2 piernas. So it didn't matter how many pantalones y calzoncillos the shop assistant at Givens and Falcon brought out for Elliot to try. They didn't have enough holes for each pierna. Socks were made to fit feet with 5 toes. So it didn't matter how many calcetines the shop assistant at Oswald Spencer brought out for Elliot to try. None of them fit his 3-toed feet. Gloves came with 5 fingers, so it didn't matter how many pairs of guantes the shop assistant at Rumbelow's brought out for Elliot to try. They always had too many finger holes. Hats were only big enough to fit cabezas with small ears, so it didn't matter how many sombreros the shop assistant at Barbosa and Daughters brought out for Elliot to try. He couldn't squeeze his 2 orejas on stalks inside them. Elliot liked being different, but not too different.
"What if we never find any clothes that fit me?" Elliot asked worriedly. "If I'm not wearing any ropa, I'll look silly in the class photo."
We'll find you just the right chaqueta, jersey y camisa, said Grandma, and guantes y calcetines too.
¿Y pantalones y calzoncillos?
Asked Elliot.
Of course, said Grandma. Y un sombrero for dos orejas on stalks.
Back at home, Grandma started to make the tea. Elliot sat in the living room and worried while he fiddled with a piece of azul wool poking out of Grandma's knitting bag. The more worried he got, the more he pulled and the more azul wool unraveled. Soon it was tangled around his seis brazos. Then it was wrapped around his cuatro piernas. And when Grandma came in with the tea, Elliot was completely covered in azul wool.
Oh my!
she said and laughed.
You've given me a wonderful idea.
That very afternoon, Grandma taught Elliot how to knit. With tres ojos y seis brazos, Elliot could knit with dos sets of knitting needles at the same time. So it only took him 1 week to knit. Un jersey gris with seis sleeves. Seis guantes naranjas with tres dedos each. Y cuatro calcetines amarillos. The next week, Grandma taught Elliot how to sew. With tres ojos y seis brazos, Elliot could use dos sewing machines at once. So it only took him a week to sew. Una chaqueta azul y dos camisas blancas with seis sleeves each. Tres pantalones verdes y cuatro calzoncillos with cuatro legs each. Y un sombrero rojo, big enough for dos orejas on stalks. So when Elliot's alarm clock rang on the first day of school, Elliot had a completely new uniforme del colegio ready to wear.
I just know I'm going to ruin the class photo, said Elliot nervously as he and Grandma arrived at the school gate.
Ruin it? Cried Grandma in disbelief. Don't be silly. You'll be the best thing in it. Now hurry to class. I think I heard the bell.
Very slowly, Elliot opened the classroom door and peeked in. And guess what? Every one of Elliot's classmates wore jersey gris, camisa blanca, pantalones verdes y calcetines amarillos, their chaquetas azules y sombreros rojos hung on pegs, and their guantes naranjas were folded neatly beside them.
Line up, children, called the teacher. Let's get our class photograph taken before your uniformes de colegio get all grubby and creased.
Elliot sighed with relief. His uniforme del colegio didn't make him look like the odd one out at all. Instead, he looked exactly the same as everybody else. Well, almost. Because in a very special way, Elliot was still different. He had dos orejas on stalks and tres ojos, cuatro piernas y cinco ombligos, and seis brazos with tres dedos each. And he was okay with that. Glossary: amarillo, yellow, azul, blue. Blanca, white, feminine. Blanco, white, masculine. Brazo, arm. Cabeza, head. Calcetines, socks. Calzoncillos, underpants. Camisa, shirt. Chaqueta, jacket. Cinco, five. Cuatro, four. Dedo, finger. Dos, two. Gris, grey. Guantes, gloves.
Jersey, pullover, naranja, orange, ojos, eyes, ombligo, belly button, orejas, ears, pantalones, trousers, pierna, leg, rojo, red, ropa, clothes, seis, six, sombrero, hat, tres, three, uniforme del colegio, school uniform, verde, green, y, and. Heads, shoulders, knees and toes. Elliot knows head, shoulders, knees and toes, but the Spanish version is a bit different. It's head, shoulders, legs and feet instead. Use the words below to learn it yourself and sing along. First, in English. Head and shoulders, legs and feet, legs and feet. Heads and shoulders, legs and feet, legs and feet. Eyes, ears, mouth and a nose. Heads and shoulders, legs and feet, legs and feet. Now in Spanish. Cabeza y hombros, pierna y pies, pierna y pies. Cabeza y hombros, pierna y pies, pierna y pies. Ojos, orejas, boca, una nariz. Cabeza y hombros, pierna y pies, pierna y pies.